98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids' greatest hits. It is the JoJo Show. Oh, welcome to the week between Christmas and New Year's. Is anyone really working this week? Yeah. God bless you people. You're like me. You're here, man. You're the salt of the earth. You're the things. You're the people who get things done, kind of, a little bit. All right. Boy, I had an eventful morning already. I got stuck in my driveway. Thanks to the, I'm not bad-mouthing the plow drivers because they plowed my street. That, in and of itself, I'm fine with that. But, you know, they left that plow cropping. And, of course, me, with my dumb-thinking brain, said, oh, I can just plow through that stuff. It's not going to stop me with my stupid sedan with no tread on the tires. I'll just go right through it. No, get stuck in there. And it was frustrating. It was so frustrating because you could tell it was just spinning on ice. There was nothing really blocking it. I got a shovel under there and got it in. Like, God, it's just slipping on ice. And it's trying to go uphill and it can't because it's too cold out. And I thought I just got to rock it until that ice melts and I hit pavement and then I'll get traction. So that's what I did. So one guy did stop and try to help me. So hats off to that guy. He had to move on. He had to get to work. So I'm not, you know, not going to applaud him too much. But he did make an effort. And that's what I'm talking about. A lot of people just drove right by me going, hey, that guy's got problems. He's stuck in the snow. I'll just keep going. Anyway, there you go. There's my story this morning so far. Hope yours is better. I can laugh about it now. At the time, I was not happy. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids' greatest hits. It is the JoJo Show.
This is a journey into sound.
And I would be JoJo, I guess, right?
Journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
Does that fall on me to be JoJo? Is that okay? We'll do it. Here's a kid who did not get what he wanted for Christmas, so he started an exchange of letters with Santa Claus that got a little bit nasty. Here's a guy on TikTok reading the letters.
Dear Santa, I am writing this on the day after Xmas, and I am very sad. I only received one of the two presents I asked for. Since you ate my cookies, I will assume that my missing gift was a mistake. I will give you 1 week to fix this, Jeremy. Dear Jeremy, I am sorry you are disappointed with your presents. You asked for two very expensive presents, and Santa can only do so much. You need to learn to be grateful for what you have, not upset about what you don't. If you continue to complain, I will have no choice but to add you to the naughty list next year, Santa. Dear Fatty, your threats don't scare me. I played your game and you did not deliver. This is not okay. I will give you 1 week and then you will pay. Jeremy, P.S. I don't know why you care that it's expensive when you have elf slaves to make things for you. I think you are naughty for having slaves. Period, Jeremy.
Elf slaves. There you go. That's a kid getting an exchange, letter exchange with Santa after not getting what he wanted. And if it was bad here this weekend, it was worse in Buffalo, New York, where the snow totals reached over 40 inches, leaving some incredibly difficult driving conditions. Here, a police officer sees a driver on the road and goes to the PA system to tell him to go home.
Why are you out on the road? There is a driving ban. Driving ban. You don't need to go to 7-Eleven. Put some macaroni in your pantry.
Eat the macaroni in your pantry. It's good advice. Sometimes it's just good advice. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids greatest hits. Hi, it's the JoJo Show. Would I be remiss if, this is going to anger somebody. I just know it. Would I be remiss if I told you that I actually enjoyed the blizzard over the weekend? I did. I had nowhere to go, nowhere to be. Friday afternoon, I got home. I got home from work Friday afternoon, and it was really bad. I went out and shoveled snow and almost froze to death. And I thought, right then and there, I'm like, I'm not going anywhere this weekend. I could have gone to my sister's for Christmas, but I decided, you know what? No. I'm just going to stay home. I got a comfy house. I got power. I got books to read. I got Netflix. I loved it. And I know there's people going, yeah, but JoJo, you're a sick introvert who likes being alone. Yeah, kind of. But hey, you know what? Teach their own. I'm just telling you, I enjoyed the Blizzard. And by the way, for those of you old codgers who are going, well, you know, it was a tough Blizzard, but it wasn't anything compared to the Blizzard of 78. No. Yeah, it was. It was worse. The National Weather Service said the recent snow had more snow, colder temperatures, and similar winds to the infamous 1978 Blizzard. The only difference? It was over 4 days instead of two, thus making it easier to keep pace with it. So the roads never got as bad, but they were bad, boys. They were bad at times. How would you know, JoJo? You didn't go outside. Good point. You know how I know they were bad? Because people posted photos to social media. Yeah, that's how it works nowadays. It's almost like driving yourself, kind of. It is the JoJo Show on 98.7. Go ahead.
Feel good on the 50s.
Nice and easy.
With JoJo on 98.7 FGR.
This is a guy his name is Clifford Shorer. And in 2019, he was on his way to a party. He realized he'd forgotten to pick up a gift for the host, so he stopped in a vintage bookstore. He said, I know, get him an old book. That's a cheap way out, isn't it? Anyway, the store owner mentioned that his friend had a drawing that he wanted Shore to look at because Shore is an art expert. Even though Shore wasn't hopeful that the artwork would be very impressive, he went to see it anyway. And then he looked at it and he's like, oh, yeah. That's the famous Renaissance artist, Albert Durer. And he told him that's worth a hell of a lot of money. So Shore spent the next 3 years verifying the artwork, and then they put it up for auction, and that dude found a drawing worth $10 million. That's what he wound up with, $10 million. So when you're at the thrift store today, be a good judge of art. That's all. Most of it's bad, though. But, you know, look through it. Maybe. He's been waiting for you, girl. 98.7 FGR. That's great. It's Hall & Oates. So, Dorothy, you waited all year for Santa to bring you something. And at Christmas, you opened up that gift, and it was what?
Roach bait traps.
Roach bait traps? Is that what you said?
My mom got it for me.
Okay.
And she kept telling me that I had roaches, and I kept telling her she was wrong. And she went and bought me a roach trap kit. Oh, I put it on the counter and put the fake roach on it and said, see, Mom, they work.
Yeah, a family of pranks together stays together. That's the way I look at it. I hope you enjoy your gift from Santa. Everybody loves roach traps, don't they? 7-Eleven, it's just what I wanted. I love the fake excitement when you see something like that. You're like, it's just what I wanted to capture roaches. Yes, thank you. 98.7 FGR, Graham Knapp, it's greatest hits. I got my eyes on you, buddy. Yeah, I see you. I see you out there. This is the thing. This morning, most of the roads are clear and they're getting there. But you got to watch out for that snowplow stuff at the end of your driveway is what you got to do.
Come on, boys. Grab a shovel. We'll have this driveway cleaned up in no time.
All day long, I've been out shoveling. Then I hear that distant rumbling.
Driveway.
The snow plow guy finally found my street. Oh my God, he brought the whole fleet.
You guys aren't here all day, and now everybody is here. Hey, go and hit my trash cans. Thank you.
Snow plow guy just moved the snowbank. Pushed it into my driveway.
No! Wait! Hey, you can't leave it like this! Asshole!
There you go. Right. I got gratitude for the snow. At least he got to your street, right? That's the way you got to look at it. I got stuck in that stuff this morning. It was not fun, but I'm okay now. I rocked myself out of it, just rocking back and forth. It's 98.7 FGR. It's greatest hits. I didn't even know that this was a trend, but there's a strange trend amongst nativity scenes across America. And I will get to that a little after 8 o'clock this morning, as well as come clean on my own theft of a Christmas decoration way back in the day, back when I was a giant a-hole. I know a lot of you are thinking, JoJo, you still are, kind of. Yeah, I know. But I have improved slightly since I was 17.
Just a little bit.
Right now, though, I'm going to open the confessional. If you'd like to come clean on regifting this holiday season, you got a gift, and then you're like, I really don't like that gift, but I could just leave it in the box, rewrap it, give it to someone else. It's how easy it is. Did you regift this holiday season? 616-459-9898. 616-459-9898. We'll talk to some people who did. Coming up on the JoJo. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. Smash Mouth. On this Tuesday morning, it feels like a Monday for some reason. What's great about that? It's only a 4-day week, right? That's right. All right. We were talking about regifting confessional. People want to own up to regifting this holiday season. Darlene, come clean for me. What'd you regift?
It was a Sock Monkey coffee mug. I like Sock Monkeys, but this thing was hideous, and I did not want it in my cupboard. So I gave this Sock Monkey coffee mug to one of my coworkers because she's a Sock Monkey lover, too, and she thought it was the world's best thing, and I'm going, so glad you love it. I thought of you.
Yeah, see? A successful regifting. I always love a successful regifting. Sometimes it doesn't end well. I love the fact that she is a fan of Sock Monkeys, and somebody actually knew that and gifted her something special, and she said, nope, not going to take it. Thank you. Nice truck. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. I stumbled across an article this weekend, and I did not know this was a national trend. Well, it's not really a national trend. It comes and goes. But apparently, the theft of the baby Jesus from nativity scenes nationwide happens quite regularly. Back in 2008, a baby Jesus was stolen from the First United Methodist Church in Kentonning, Pennsylvania, and replaced with a pumpkin. It was worse in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, where the thief there not only stole the baby Jesus, but the concrete block and chain that was supposed to act as a deterrent. Yeah, they had chained the baby Jesus up, thinking no one can steal him, but they did. However, the guilt got the better of them. They returned the baby Jesus in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, 2 days later, albeit with a mustache, drawn on with a Sharpie pen. Oh, good God. I know what you're thinking, JoJo, you were kind of an a-hole when you were younger. Did you ever steal a baby Jesus? No. Went to Catholic school. I wouldn't put up with that kind of guilt. However, that being said, we saw no harm in stealing a lit choir boy from a choir of 12 choir boys in front of a home. We thought it'd be funny. And it was. To pull up to a friend of ours' house, put it on the porch, plug it in, and then ring the doorbell at 2 a.m. Then we returned to the scene of the crime about 40 minutes later just to see what had happened. That poor choir boy was in the back of a police car. They were taking him downtown for questioning because he was an eyewitness to the crime. However, give it to the little choir boy. He did not snitch on us. He remained silent. He did not sing like most choir boys would have. Right? It's the don't snitch, kids. That's what I'm saying. It's the JoJo Show on 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits.
This is a journey into sound.
Do the audio vault.
A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
Let's start with this guy who's getting a lot of play on TikTok today because he found a series of letters between a kid and Santa Claus after the kid did not get exactly what he wanted on Christmas Day.
Dear Santa, I am writing this on the day after Xmas and I am very sad. I only received one of the two presents I asked for. Since you ate my cookies, I will assume that my missing gift was a mistake. I will give you 1 week to fix this, Jeremy. Dear Jeremy, I am sorry you are disappointed with your presents. You asked for two very expensive presents, and Santa can only do so much. You need to learn to be grateful for what you have, not upset about what you don't. If you continue to complain, I will have no choice but to add you to the naughty list next year, Santa.
Now, you think it would have ended there, but no. The kid escalates the fight by calling Santa...
Dear Fatty, Your threats don't scare me. I played your game and you did not deliver. This is not okay. I will give you 1 week and then you will pay. Jeremy, P.S. I don't know why you care that it's expensive when you have elsewhere to make things for you. I think you are naughty for having slaves. Period, Jeremy.
There you go. And it continues, but it did not end well for young Jeremy. I think he's on next year's naughty list. And, of course, the storm was way worse in Buffalo, New York, than it was here. They got twice as much snow, and that meant people were on the road driving when they shouldn't have been. This is a guy on the road when he shouldn't have been, when the police pulled up behind him with a PA system and said,
"Why are you out on the road? There is a driving ban. Driving ban. You don't need to go to 7-Eleven.
Cook the macaroni in your pantry. Remember that next time we get 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids' greatest hit. Sometimes you just got to let things go, people. You just got to let things go. The National Weather Service yesterday released a graphic on their Facebook page comparing the blizzard that we just lived through, December 22nd through the 25th of 2022, with the great blizzard of 1978, which was January 25th through the 28th. And they determined, through the use of statistics, that this blizzard was worse than the blizzard of 1978. We got 5 more inches of snow. The peak winds were about the same. We had twice the number of hours with the quarter mile or lower visibility. And the average temperature this time around was 9 degrees lower than it was in 1978. But boomers refused to let it go. Look, I was around in January of 1978. I remember how tough it was. I remember jumping into snowdrifts. It was bad. But so was this. You can't compare the two. They were a little different. You were a little different age. Maybe you remember a little foggily back then. That was almost 50 years ago. You might not have the sharp memory that you think you do. I love the comments because boomers just refuse to let it go. They just do. Statistics are thrown in their face like, no! 1978, this commenter writes, I had a full-size Ford van. I parked it in the driveway near the end in hopes I might get out in the morning. 3 nights in a row, that big van got totally buried in the snow. What a job digging it out the next day. This year's storm was nowhere near comparable. Okay, maybe you were weaker back then. I don't know. I don't know. Just let it go, dude. Does it really make that big of a difference?
Feel good on the 50s.
Nice and easy.
With JoJo on 98.7 FGR.
On Monday, yesterday, University of Pittsburgh head coach Pat Narduzzi told reporters ahead of this week's Sun Bowl that some of his players were stuck in Dallas when their delayed flights made it impossible for them to hit their connecting flight in time, and they were trying to sort it all out. Joel Golding is the basketball coach at the University of Texas in El Paso, and he was heading to El Paso from Dallas after the holidays when he heard the plea and accidentally stumbled across the 3 players. Having just heard the story from I'm having a hard time today. Narduzzi on the news, Golding said, "Are you the stuck players?" They said, "Yes." "Get in my car. We'll drive you to El Paso from Dallas." So he did, taking him the 9 hours. He said he was very happy that the Pitt players were nice to have on board. "My family and I were blessed to give a ride to Samuel, Jake, and Hudson of the University of Pittsburgh football team. They were terrific young men that represented Pitt football in a first-class manner. I educated them on West Texas. They educated me on Pitt football and stacked burgers. I'm a Pitt football fan now. So go Panthers." My daughter went to that school. So go Panthers. Let's go Pitt in the Sun Bowl, which I believe is set to square off on Friday.